hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
Feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
I know your name is Rita, because your perfume is smelling sweet. Since when I saw you down on the floor. Get up.
And tonight on The Rita Cosby Show, a sad update to the story we had earlier about these U.S. Marshals who appear to have been ambushed in Charlotte, North Carolina. It turns out now the death toll has risen. 4 killed, 8 officers shot while serving a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina, west of downtown Charlotte. I used to work at WBTV in Charlotte, and so I am familiar with this area. And boy, really heartbreaking just to hear this story about when they went to serve a warrant for somebody who was a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. Then there was suddenly gunfire coming out from the house, then more gunfire. And now we are hearing some very sad news that 4 officers have been killed, U.S. Marshals, at least 3 of them U.S. Marshals, 8 officers shot, all while serving a warrant in North Carolina. What a heartbreaking scene. And we are hearing that at least one individual opened fire with, quote, a high-powered rifle on law enforcement. It is heartbreaking to hear what is happening to our men and women in blue across this country, and so many of the hardworking folks there in Charlotte, North Carolina. Our thoughts and prayers with the U.S. Marshals and Charlotte Mecklenburg Police. And there seems to be this breakdown of law and order everywhere. We see it on the college campuses in terms of the disrespect and the vitriol. There are also cases, which we're going to talk about shortly, about what has been happening. Even in New York, it seems like it is going back to the bad old days. There were at least 3 really scary attacks in 2 days in New York's Central Park. And one of them involved a group of muggers who just kind of came out of nowhere, some young kids, 14, 15, and were accosting a 25-year-old suddenly. There was another one where a guy just ran over to somebody and grabbed her iPhone and then tried to force the woman to have sex with him. I mean, it's just scary stuff. And this is what you used to hear in the bad old days, you know, in the 1980s. And now it looks like New York is going back. There's some new statistics also showing that robberies are up 400% around Central Park. That crime in the park is up, and I'm not surprised. It seems like there's just so much random crime all over the country. And this is sort of sadly par for the course. And President Trump, while he has been in New York, is talking about bringing back law and order, that there needs to be a sense of moral clarity and there needs to be law and order. Here's what he said, remember, last week when he visited that construction site.
President Trump, what are the first things you're going to do when you take office to address the inner cities of America and give them hope to restore the American dream? Atlanta, New York, Philly, Chicago, D.C.
We're going to come in and, number one, you have to stop crime. And we're going to let the police do their job. They have to be given back their authority. They have to be able to do their job. And we're going to come into New York. We're making a big play for New York. Other cities too, but this city, I love this city. And it's gone so bad in the last 4 years, and we're going to straighten New York out. So, running for president, we're putting up...
We are going to straighten New York out, and it's refreshing to hear somebody saying we are going to protect our men and women in blue. It's this utter disrespect for law and order and the chaos in the streets. Also, chaos on the campuses, because guess what? Well, some students have been suspended at the Columbia University in New York, but a lot of them are still there in their little pup tents,
and they don't seem to be going anywhere. And the school seems to be accepting it so far. They keep putting this deadline and they keep continuing it over and over and over again. And meantime, the law enforcement is just sort of sitting back because they can't come in until they're called in. So it's, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't. And then the few that did get removed, they were screaming and shouting. Some of them turned out to be faculty. Over the weekend, we heard that since April 18th, about 900 students across America have been arrested. And earlier today on Katz and Cosby, John Katz and I were talking with, he was interviewing Congressman Ron Estes with the House Ways and Means Committee. It was an interesting discussion because he said at one location, Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri, turned out that when they went to bust these protesters, 3/4 of the protesters were outside agitators. They were not students, that only a handful of them were students. So why are we not going after the people who are funding this hate in America, who are providing these fancy schmancy tents? What, did they have a big tent sale at Patagonia or something like that? Clearly somebody is funding these people. Some of them with their manufactured signs. You know, I mean, what is going on? Who's paying them? How much money are they getting? How much organization are they getting? Why is Congress not going after them and putting them on a terrorist list? As opposed to, what's DOJ doing? Remember, they were going after parents for the longest time and people that were going to church, calling them the parents domestic terrorists if they were angry at the school board. And yet we're not even hearing anything tonight about who is funding these groups. If this isn't funding hate in America, I don't know what is. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Marcus in Long Island. Marcus, great to have you here on the show.
Thank you for having me, Reed. I'm a big fan, I got to say.
Thank you. Thank you. I understand you're a student, right, at Columbia? Is that right?
Yes, I am. And you know what? You're speaking of like how New York is going back to the the 80s and the 90s with crime. Let me tell you something, a little anecdote. I was going on to campus. I have my scooter and everything. And I can't believe the hate I get from not only the staff. You think that the staff would be supportive of their students, but also the other students, your classmates. It's already enough to be part of the 4% accepted to this university. Then, you know, I'm an African-American. I'm going to say that now. And I'm proud, but I'm also kind of disappointed that the people who are pro Hamas going in these tents and everything, they're yelling shame. And you think that a university should be united. You know, it's in the name, Uni University United. Like, I can't believe it. And I got, by walking by, not even paying mind or anything, because the last thing I had to do was get involved with this. I can say it's only terroristic activity. They're yelling at me, shame. What kind of...
Now, let me ask you, why are they yelling at you? You said you're an African-American guy. Why were they yelling at you?
You see, you would think that they would support... This is a quick switch up. You see that? You know, when George Floyd died, it was Black Lives. They would praise me if this was, whatever, 2020. Now, they switch up. They forget who you are. It's just a shame that within that crew of the, you know, people tenting out, camping like it's a little trip or something, you got them... You just... It's a mess. I can't believe it.
Let me ask you, at Columbia, tell me, what do you think, Marcus, in terms of what should the president there do at Columbia, the president of the university? Because she keeps extending these deadlines, and that they're like screaming at you, too, is just crazy. I mean, it sounds like, you know, imagine if you were a Jewish student, sadly.
This is my little, exactly. If they're there's this whole anti-Jewish thing. My girlfriend's Jewish. And I could see the fear, I could hear the trembling in her voice. It's almost, she says like it's Nazi Germany out there, you know, how it's this anti-Jew hate. You know what I think it is that like the president might be extending it, but when we're speaking about the funding, who else is like, where could this money come from? I feel like, you know, there's like a little bogus play there. I think she's got something to do with it. It's just, there's no way that these students have all this funding and staff too. To stand out there, camp out. This is expensive now, thanks to, you know, Biden and all that stuff. But come on.
Yeah, you're right. It is expensive.
I think she's got something to... There's some sort of collusion.
Well, what about some outside groups, too? Like, what about, like, you know, because a lot of them, like a lot of these schools, And even there at Columbia, there are people that are outside that just don't have, you know, they don't have the student passes. So now they're protesting outside. Passes? Yeah, I mean, well, some of them on the outside are.
They don't have student passes and they don't have the knowledge. Everything, the world's knowledge, logic, everything. If they don't know what the hell they're standing out there for, it really angers me, Rita.
So where do you see this going? Because how many more days of school is left? Not that much, right?
No, not that many, no. Finals are starting up soon.
So what do you think? Where do you see this headed then? So where do you see how's this going to end?
Turmoil. I really do, Rita. Turmoil. This is some, you know, like, the way that this is going, they're trying to bring the conflict here. And they're making, they're rooting for the bad side, I could say, Rita, you know? Like, the way they're coming in, and it's almost like the people that are out there were not there to serve, like, the, you know, like, the brave people. I got family in the army, losing limbs and everything like that. And here they are. They wouldn't fight. They're not valiant like those people out there. They think they're fighting a war the right way, when it's really the wrong way, Rita.
Yeah, well, a lot of the language, by the way, is really scary. And you stay safe, even though, you know, and obviously your girlfriend, too. Make sure that she's really careful.
We are big fans of the show. That's why, you know, I'm happy I could tell our story.
I'm glad that you called. I'm so glad you called. And you got to stay safe out there, Marcus, too, for sure. And your girlfriend, too. Make sure you both stay safe. And hopefully things calm down soon. Let's pray for everybody's sake. Thank you, Marcus, very, very much. Let's go to Norm. Norm, your thoughts.
My thoughts are we should all give a collective thank you to Mr. Alex Soros for those podcasts.
Hey, Norm, you sound like you're in a tunnel. You sound like you're in a wind tunnel, Norm.
Oh, is it better now, Rita?
Not really. You got to call us back, Norm. Let's go to Stan. Stan, your thoughts, Stan.
It ain't Soros, that moron that just called. It ain't Soros. It's coming from overseas. Arab Foundations, a guy was on radio today, confirming that money's coming from companies in Hamas, coming from Arab countries, giving it to foundations, then the money is released and so forth. Soros has nothing to do with it, as much as what this idiot would like to think it is.
Let me ask you, Stan, hang on. Whoever is funding it, I do think we should investigate it, don't you?
I agree,
for
but
sure.
It ain't Soros. Everybody thinks Soros is, he'd have to be the greatest con of all. Absolutely not. But the Arab sources is coming from overseas, there's no doubt, and they're putting money into these groups who are then passing out the money for the tents and this and that. And it's in the hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars.
Oh, it's got to be. Stan, it's got to be. It's got to be. It's got to be because they're like everywhere, Stan. That is for sure. And they all have their nice little neat little tents, as you can tell. Let's go to Lynn in New Jersey. Lynn, your thoughts.
Hi, Rita. I've been saying this for a long time that George Soros and other terrible groups should have been stopped a long time ago. Funding terrorism? Are you kidding me? Now he wants to buy up radio stations? His history comes back to Nazis and Hungary, where he served. And in the Steve Croft interview, he said it was the best time of his life serving under the Nazis. Why is this man allowed to do what he's doing in America? And including, remember Hillary Clinton stating she started Media Matters with him? Come on. This has gone on too long. He's funded all of the groups, all of these years, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and so on.
Right. And by the way, puts it through, like, sometimes these charities, too. Like, you know, some of the reports are that he puts them through, like, a charity, like one that's in Westchester, New York, or another one, and then they put the funds through. There's ways to kind of do it. And then all under the guise of free speech in America to sow chaos. And there's nothing positive about what we're seeing here. Listen, I'm all for peace and I'm all for all sides talking and everybody somehow working it out. But I am not for people shouting, you know, death to America, burning the American flag and shouting these vile things towards Israel at the same time. It's despicable. I understand Norm's back. Real quick, Norm, your thoughts.
Yes, to answer Stan, it is Soros. I know people that have gotten money from his organization. It is Soros. I'm on the ground, Stan. I'm not sitting in my basement the way you are. Anyway, I think it would be great if they did scatter these protesters. But actually, I think they are a blessing because it will drive more independents and moderate Democrats away from Joe Biden, who Stan worships.
But you know what? Your point's an interesting one because I was talking to somebody early tonight, somebody who's been a Democrat for a long time, And he was telling me that he's going to stay home this time. You know, like he's just so disgusted and very much disgusted with Biden's silence on Israel and his waffling on Israel. So I agree with you that I do think there's a lot of people that it will backfire. And I think this complacency is and this sort of coddling of the far left is just a total turnoff to so many people and chastising Israel, too, at the same time. I mean, to me, it is so destructive and it's so dangerous. And meanwhile, you know, he's just out there campaigning. Oh, and mocking Trump for being in court. It just seems so orchestrated on so many levels. Norm, thank you. I'm glad you were able to call back. 1-800-848-9222. We'll continue your calls, everybody, when you call back.
You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
This is The Rita Cosby Show.
Well, the protesters are still there in Colombia. Here's some of them just a little bit ago.
There's kind of this threatening force that is our administration currently. It is hopeful in a way because I am encouraged that the world is paying attention to what's happening in Palestine.
We're encouraged and we're not going anywhere. That's not very good. And they're saying, hey, divest or else. They also are calling for amnesty. They don't want to be listed and have it affect their careers. They just want to taunt people and destroy other people's graduation and shout vile things, but have no repercussions. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Jacqueline in Brooklyn. Jacqueline?
Hi, Rita. You know, in my opinion, the best way to deal with these disruptors on these college campuses is to basically ignore them. Just like a Broadway show or any other performance would close without an audience, the same is true of these disruptors. I understand the mainstream media is always going to have them on all their news 24/7. But the rest of us, like this radio station, shouldn't be giving them the amount of time that we're giving them.
Now, that's an interesting point. The problem is, Jacqueline, if you see where they are on campus, they're in the middle of campus and they're taunting. They're just they're maybe ruining somebody else's graduation.
I understand
but I hear
that.
What you're saying. Yeah, it's an interesting point. Like, don't give them the time of day.
Exactly. And I understand that that is true. But what should have been done, the university, we can all talk about this until we are blue in the face. None of those administrators on any of those university campuses are going to do what any reasonable person would do. And I think one of your callers, some guy named Charlie or Charles, something like that, he said John Katzimatidis should publish all the names and information of these people. That's ridiculous.
Right. And by the way, you heard when he said, oh, put the Social Security. I'm like, you know, you don't want to do that. But I do think they should also have some sort of repercussions. They can't get full amnesty.
Rita Cosby is on.
Ladies and gents, turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB product Ghetto and Blues from the Refugee Camp.
Oh, Maria, Maria, she remind me of a West Side Story, growing up in Spanish Harlem. She living the life just like a movie star.
Things are getting crazy in New York and many big cities across this country. really scary images are coming left and right. And the actor, Chaz Palminteri, was talking a couple days ago saying that he feels scared, that he doesn't want his wife to go onto the subway, that he is worried about her, and that he just feels like there are so many of these random crimes that are happening over and over and over again in New York. And that's why we have to have calm, at least also in our colleges too, because you can't have the chaos there and the chaos on the street and the chaos down below at the subways too. That is complete lawlessness. And if you look at some of the latest, there's this horrible thing that just got posted. It's a video. It's a surveillance photo of the moment that a brute, a big bully, randomly knocks a grandmother unconscious in broad daylight in a sneak attack in the Bronx. And she is apparently still dealing with breakdowns now. She was apparently walking down a hill when a man just suddenly randomly hit her in the head with something. He hit her in the head. He pushed her down to the ground. She passed out for a minute. And she said everything kind of went black. And then she started crying hysterically and saw that she had a lot of blood coming down. Just was another sort of innocent victim of these sort of sucker punchers and these brutes. It reminded me, remember that horrible case that happened at the Greek church where the woman who was going to the church, remember, in the Sunday morning, and she gets to the top of the stairs and then the guy punches her and, remember, knocks her down and then robs her and drives off with her car. I mean, these horrible, horrible things. And, you know, if you listen to some of the local leaders, they go, oh, what crime? Crime is down. Yeah, right. In California, by the way, where they had voted at one point to reduce some of these felonies to misdemeanors, guess what? Now they're pushing to put it back on the ballot again to now bump up misdemeanors back to felonies. Because they're realizing, guess what? Maybe people who commit felonies, especially serious assaults and things like that, maybe they should be behind bars. Maybe they should be punished. And this terrible case here is just another case in point. And want to believe that somebody who goes up and does that to a grandmother, does it to anybody? They've done it before. They've done it over and over again. They're so emboldened. They're so brazen about everything. They don't care. They're just doing it over and over and over again. Meantime, in famous Central Park, if you come to visit New York, you always want to go to Central Park. I have a friend of mine who loves the turtle pond there. There's a little castle and a turtle pond there in Central Park. It's the hot spot. Really cute, the little boats, all the stuff there. There's a lot of nice things. But there's also, sadly, a lot of attackers of late. There have been three really scary attacks in just 2 days in the iconic Central Park. And listen to Pix 11, which is the TV station, one of the TV stations in New York, reporting about some of the crimes over the weekend.
Thousands of people headed to Central Park this Sunday, where the police have been investigating four separate incidents, including robberies and a sexual assault.
It's scary. It's a scary feeling.
The latest incident happened on Saturday around 1 p.m. A tourist was sitting on a bench with his camera equipment when it was snatched by a suspect who fled eastbound on Fifth Avenue.
It's definitely alarming. I don't know what the crime rate is here in New York.
On Friday, two incidents took place. The first one happened at 6 in the morning. Three suspects attacked a 41-year-old man. He was taking pictures in the park when one of the attackers took a gun out and put it on his head. He was punched in the face and taken to the hospital. The three suspects fled by moped. Then, later that evening at 10 p.m., two people pulled a gun on a 25-year-old male and tried to grab his phone. Certain parkgoers were extra cautious today.
It makes me want to grip my phone a little tighter. It doesn't feel very safe all the time.
Keep your head on a swivel, you know. I wouldn't suggest being down on your phone. Definitely be aware of your surroundings.
And on Thursday evening, a woman was attacked and sexually assaulted by a suspect who also took her phone and wallet. Although increased police activity was seen in Central Park, some people believe it may not be the solution.
I guess it's hard for like a police officer to like spot it. No one's going to rob someone in front of a police officer.
I personally don't feel you know, as though it's an unsafe place to be, especially on a weekend when there's tons of people out.
Scary stuff when you are hearing and seeing things like this happen over and over and over again. And one of these cases, this is interesting. This one guy is speaking out. He's a 25-year-old and he's a teacher. He stands 6 feet tall. He weighs 200 pounds. And he said, you know what? I wasn't going to let this group of punks that was trying to come over and accost me when he was cutting through the park. He said, I decided that I was going to charge at the young attackers. And he was pretty brazen when these punks came upon him. Listen to what he says. He said to the punks in Central Park.
Told him, you know, like, hey, you're not going to, I just told him, you're not going to shoot that gun. You don't have the balls to shoot the gun. You don't have the balls to shoot me. I looked at him in his eyes. It was all panic and fear. Listen, like, if you need help, there's always, you know, someone out there to help you.
And this is what he says has been the reaction from other people when they hear his story.
A lot of people have been calling it brave, but I personally see it as reckless and irresponsible. I should have just given him my phone.
Yeah, you don't advise to say, hey, you don't have the guts to shoot me. But I guess when you're 6 feet and 200 pounds, maybe you have the guts at that point. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Larry, line two. Larry, your thoughts.
You know, my thoughts about New York now are worse than ever. I don't personally do not let Kathy Hochul off the hook. Okay, all the eyes were focused on her a couple of weeks ago. She had a chance to really make a change. And once again, just like she gave them the raises at the beginning of her administration with no changes, you know what she did? She added penalties to shoplifting crimes. What that means is she doesn't care about people. She cares about economics and property in this state. You know what that says about her? That says, I can't even articulate the words with that. I hate that woman more than Sid Rosenberg does. And I thought that that was impossible. Did you realize she made it open season on people now? The criminals understand these messages. Property crimes off limits, people person crimes on limits.
You know what's interesting, Larry? Also, you know, Carl Hastie, who's the head of the assembly, he didn't even want to do that. I agree with you. That's minimum. But he didn't even want to do that. I mean, this is what anybody who speaks out and tries to do anything. And I agree with you. That's just like a drop in the bucket. It should have been a lot stronger. And that was when she had the leverage, because when you're dealing with all the budget stuff, that's when you can kind of hold their feet to the fire there at the assembly. But Carl Hastie, the New York Assembly Speaker, is so left of the left that he didn't even want to do anything with this. He thought, oh, no. Even penalties on shoplifters, they don't really do anything. I mean, how crazy is that? That is the world they're living in, and that he still maintains that, Larry, to this day.
Well, let me tell you something. He manipulated her pretty good, because he didn't want that, so she was satisfied once he yielded. What does he run? He runs her show? She's the governor, for God's sakes. And this animal in the legislature runs her show? I mean, this woman is beneath contempt. I'm telling you, she's the lowest scum. She's upstate hick scum, in my opinion.
Well, she's also dealing with people that are much more even, you know, progressive. If you look at, I mean, these guys, they don't think that punishment really works at all on crime. I mean, that's Carl Hastie's impression, was that, you know, it doesn't serve as a deterrent. And that if somebody's already committed the crime, you got to figure out, go back and sit and talk. How are you doing? Don't worry about that robbery. I mean, there are so many things wrong. And if you have that psychology, it's really hard. But I agree with you. I think, you know, there was a moment there, and what came out was, you know, there were some things, but I agree. It is such a drop in the bucket. And they keep denying, many lawmakers in general in New York are denying the numbers. I mean, we all see it. You just see how downtrodden New York has gotten. I was just reading a story about Flatiron in New York, which was another sort of iconic area. And guess what? Now there are tons of break-ins, and they haven't really ever recovered after everything that was happening. And then to add insult to injury, Larry, the MTA is now being banned from using facial recognition for those who are evading fare, because their people say that it you know, infringes on their, you know, privacy. You know, it's like, wait a minute. What about, I would think, committing a crime, maybe they've lost some of the privacy. What do you think, Larry?
Listen, I think that everything, this Hasty, he doesn't believe what he says. You really think he believes what he says? The guy is supposed to be intelligent. He said the dumbest thing in the world. I don't believe he believes it. This is all a plan to unleash black criminals on white New Yorkers. What about the 50 women that were punched in the face? They were all African Americans. Why doesn't the press report that every one of them, I believe, was one of them white or even Hispanic that punched these white women in the face? Or was it all black perpetrators and white women? If so, why isn't the media talking about it? Why aren't you talking about it?
Well, by the way, I have talked about it. You know, I don't necessarily say it's like a black versus white, or that they're letting out African Americans. They're letting out thugs. And quite frankly, in a lot of these things, you can't even tell who it is. But yes, it has been a lot of white women who seem to be the victims of some of these criminals. And you're right. It is despicable, Larry, when I see anybody doing it. I don't care what color their skin is. It is really, really just shameful when we're seeing what's going on. And the fact that they're not speaking out, not holding their feet to the fire and trying to make it sound like, oh, no big deal. All of these random crimes that are just going on and on and on. And they don't even want to seem to even admit that it happens. It's like, if you don't admit it happens, how are you going to fix it? But boy, there are a lot of layers to it. Larry, I hear your frustration, because it is frustrating. And I understand your frustration with all of this. Let's go to Bobby. And Brooklyn also. Go ahead, Bobby.
Rita, hello, Barry. You do a great job. I love it.
Thank you.
What happened to the deterrent, a major deterrent, the death penalty? Where is it? What is it doing? And how come they got it back? And I was a longshoreman in Brooklyn, okay? I started on 17th Street, which is Jetro. Now I went to 21st Street, Sally Pelleckia's gang there. And I went to Atlantic Avenue after that. We drank in the wigwam and spa bar with the Indians who were construction workers. Anybody ever blocked off here from anybody coming in there? Oh, my God.
Yeah, what would have happened? What would have happened, Bob?
Oh, my God. We'd ruin them. There's 90 foot of water under them boats right there. And they'd all be swimming in that thing, hoping they didn't go under. That's all.
Well, and now, why do you think we've seen all this violence and all this crime of late in New York? Why do you think it's going on?
It's part of the program, just like the invasion was part of the program. They kept us busy in the Ukraine, on there in the Black Sea. That's no sea. It's the sea by Israel they want, the Red Sea. This is all a diversion, and it's all chaos, and it's for taking over the country. They kept us busy while they invaded us in Canada, Texas, and Mexico, and it was all, and on top of that, even if it's not the success and we got a hold of it, if we had somebody up there that we knew was going on, it drains us. We got people in subways. We got people in office buildings. We got all kinds of stuff going on. We could all make friends. Russia has nothing. They sold us Alaska. That's as big as California, Texas, and Arizona, that state, with all the food and everything. They got nothing left. Then they invested in their battleships and everything else like that, and guns and bullets and fighting in the Middle East. They got nothing left. They're starving. And this China polluted all their waters with all the poison and all the stuff in the waters.
You're throwing a lot of stuff in there, Bob. You're throwing a lot of stuff in there. By the way, I will agree that things are a mess all over the place, whether it's Russia, China, and everywhere else. You also talked about some of the migration. And by the way, everybody, one of New York's sort of trendiest neighborhoods is now becoming an emergency housing. Bobby's there in Brooklyn. This is in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Hotel Le Joulet has now become the latest sort of sanctuary facility for families with children. A very nice, chic hotel is now taken over by the migrants, yet another location. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. And everybody, now to our Support Our Heroes segment.
The Rita Cosby Show presents Support Our Heroes.
And this is the Tunnel to Towers Foundation Support Our Heroes Heroes segment with a powerful story from Franklin, Tennessee, where the Franklin Police Department honored one of its own recently during a ceremony at the agency's headquarters. Police Sergeant and Army veteran John McClendon was presented with a Blue Star Service Banner flag that had been flying on a flagpole outside of the police station for more than a year. The banner dates back to World War II and is used by families and loved ones serving in the United States Armed Forces. Each blue star represents a service member in active duty. This veteran was in the Army for 15 years. He's now with the Tennessee National Guard, and he recently returned home to Franklin from his deployment to Romania. He's also been a police officer with the Franklin Police Department for over a decade and is on the department's SWAT team. By the way, the Franklin Police Department there in Tennessee says it's very proud to deploy 33 military veterans on its force, making up about a third of its officers. How awesome is that? And everybody, help America to never, ever forget. All you have to do is donate $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Simply go to t2t.org, t2t.org.
You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show. It's The Rita Cosby Show.
I had the radio on. I was driving.
And tomorrow is another day for President Trump and his trial later this week. Also, they're going to hear about the gag order. So I can't wait to see what Trump comes up with again tomorrow. It's another day in New York, and that means more interesting drama. By the way, a new poll also coming out that shows that Trump, according to CNN, of all places, saying that Trump is ahead 49-43% in a national poll. Again, CNN saying that Trump is ahead by 6 percentage points in a head-to-head matchup with Biden. And that when asked, who do you feel is going to keep you safe? Overwhelmingly, President Trump gets the go-ahead because people are just so fed up and so frustrated and deeply concerned. Let's go to Mark, line four. Mark, your thoughts about where things are at crime-wise and authorities who tell us nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I know, Rita. Real quickly, I just heard that fellow Larry talk about the ladies being smashed in the face, and it's clearly obvious it's done by blacks. And I kind of felt uncomfortable how you wouldn't acknowledge that.
I'm not acknowledging it. I'm just saying to you that the crime itself is horrible too. I mean, yeah, I agree. It does seem to be a trend where it's African American men doing it to white women. I just think the crime in of itself is also really horrible too, as well. Also targeting grandmothers and all that stuff.
Correct.
I mean, what's your point? What's your point?
No crime.
No, by the way, I disagree with you, actually, because if it was African-Americans doing it to other African-Americans, it's horrible. It doesn't matter, you know, the skin color. I do think you're right. It sadly seems to be a trend, but I also think it doesn't matter. I mean, if somebody is doing a horrible act, they're doing a horrible act. You know what I mean? For some reason, you guys are focusing more on the race issue than the act itself. And I'm just saying to you that it's downright scary. And a lot of times you don't know who the perpetrator is, and whoever is doing it, it's wrong. And obviously, we got to be locking up these people. You can't be giving people a pass or committing these horrible crimes.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.